Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Buchanan, we know he's out for the season, but yeah. John Jenkins?
That's a key piece right there, Bob. That'll be bad if he's not there, because then, you know, they bring up a guy from the practice squad that, you know... And then the Urbans and Okoyes, they got to play more. Don't like that.
Against that running game we just talked about.
And with Simpson, yep. You know, so.
No doubt. No Buchanan. But joining us now from USA Today, talk about the National Football League. Week 16 started last night with an epic game. The air quotes game of the year, at least for this week. And it was certainly worthy of that praise. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline, Chris Boombacha. Chris, how you feeling?
What's up, guys? Bob, Vinny, always great to be on with you guys. Happy Friday. Happy Week 16. I hope you guys are doing well.
And, yep. And if we forget to mention it before we get out of here with you, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to you and the family as well.
I love it. Yes, Happy Holidays, my guys.
All right, much love. Last night, that game was kind of, all right, I got to be honest with you. I was John Cena tapping out when we were up by 16 in the second half. But, you know, Seattle, because I've always think Darnold will do something to screw things up. But, you know, to his credit, they came back. They got the zany call and the two-point conversion. But the win last night, controversy aside, for the Seahawks puts them, Chris, as the number one team in the NFC. But does it kind of validate Sam Darnold as a guy? This is 2 years in a row that he's led a team to the playoffs, Vikings last year and now the Seahawks this year.
Yeah, I think a guy, it depends on what your real definition of it is.
Well, better than he was in New York and in Carolina, that sort of stuff.
Without a doubt. Yeah, he's a viable starting quarterback for your franchise if you have other components around him, as in an elite defense, which they did even despite giving up 37 points last night, and a great receiver in Jackson Smith and Jigba, and creative play calling from Clint Kubiak. So, yeah, Darnold's in a great system. I remember interviewing Brian Griese, the 49ers quarterbacks coach, when Sam was the backup on the 2023 Super Bowl team, I believe it was. For the Niners, for Purdy. He was Purdy's backup. And he was like, Sam's ready to be a starter. He just needed stability. And, you know, he's got that now in a couple stops here with Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota and Kubiak in Seattle. So it's a good story for Sam. Like, look, he's still not perfect, right? Like, two inexplicable interceptions of last night, right. But like, yeah, he's above average. I would say he's a viable starting quarterback for your franchise.
Chris, what do you think about Saturday night's game? I mean, that's going to be another great watch Saturday night.
No, it's really going to be a good one. I hope. I want to pick the Packers just because I feel like everybody's on the Bears. The Packers have, what, 10 guys listed as questionable yesterday. Key players, Josh Jacobs, Zach Tom on the offensive line there. Obviously without Michael Parsons for the rest of the season. So, you know, it just feels like a spot where the Bears should win this game. But, I mean, something is just telling me not to get off the Packers. You know, this is a guy who was the only USA Today sports, quote-unquote, expert who picked the Seahawks last night. But I also benched Matthew Stafford in fantasy. Well, you know, it's all give and take, right, in this world. So, yeah, that's where I'm at with that Bears-Packers game. I think the Bears are still the Packers are still the better team, but it just feels like a spot for the Bears to pull through.
All right, Chris, what do you think about the Steelers at Detroit?
Yeah, I think that's the game with the most at stake in general this weekend, because I saw something, I think it's ESPN's playoff prediction model. The Lions have about a 36% chance right now. They bring themselves closer to a coin flip, around 50% with a win, and then the Steelers are somewhere around 60%, and they jump up to 80% with a win, and they're closer to a coin flip if they lose. So, massive game. I like the Lions a lot in it, just because I'm not sure how much the Steelers' offense is sustainable, but it honestly might be. Like, they might have really found something. So I think this is like a huge make-or-break game for Aaron Rodgers and that Steelers' offense, because that Lions' defense is really banged up. If they just give up so many points, man, like, they really are for the pickings. I think so. If he could keep up that connection with DK Metcalf and rack up that yak, I think, you know, maybe they play upset.
Now let's talk about the Patriots and the Ravens. What do you think about that one?
Yeah, I know you guys were talking about the importance of stopping the run and Travion Henderson, the rookie running back who's really come on strong, I think, in the second half of the season. And he could also hurt you in the quick pass game, I think, or even, you know, and when he's used as an outlet and check down, really explosive player. So you have to be able to take care of him in the traditional run game, because then they want to do everything based off of play action. Josh McDaniels does. And Drake May, for a second-year quarterback, is really good at executing it. And that's where he's pretty deadly in the intermediate game there. You don't want to get caught in those situations. I think that's how you start to neutralize a Kyle Hamilton and a Roquan Smith in the middle of the field. So situations the Ravens definitely want to avoid. So I think getting out to a lead would go a long way, because the Pats definitely like to start fast. But kind of like the Ravens in a way, they, you know, they're really a team of two halves normally. Like, they'll play one great half and then one so-so half. So if the Ravens can time it up right, I think the window is open for them to win this one.
Hey, Chris, with all the stuff that Joe Burrow's talking about, do you think that he wants out of Cincinnati? Is that the message he's trying to send?
I don't know. It's tough to think that after he really pounded the desk all offseason, all Super Bowl week. I remember him going throughout Radio Row and his little press junket tour, pounding the table for them to re-sign Trey Hendrickson, re-sign Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, record deals, right, for these guys at the time. At least in Chase's case, if we're being accurate here. But, yeah, it's tough to believe that he would want out of a situation after he got everything he pretty much asked for. I think it's just been a really rough year for him, right? And going down with that injury, being out the entire year, and coming back with a team that was pretty much already out of it, despite doing what he wanted to do, and then two bad throws by him in Buffalo kind of just changed the trajectory of the season for them. And then, yeah, I mean, that team looked like they kind of are in quitting territory against the Ravens last week. We all saw that game. So, yeah, to answer the question, does he want out? Like, I think he wants things to be a lot different. I think he wants actual investment from his ownership, if I had to guess.
Chris Boombacha, USA Today, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Chris, last thing for you. Jacksonville's at Denver. Denver, they're on a heater right now, the number one seed in the AFC, but Jacksonville coming off that demolition last week where Trevor Lawrence looked like he was in high school with the 6 touchdowns accounted for. Of the two teams, who would you have greater confidence in once they get to the postseason? And both, I mean, Denver's already clinched, but Jacksonville's right there on the verge. Who gives you more optimism that could make a deep run there in the playoff?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The short answer is Denver, strictly based on the defense and Sean Payton. Not any shot at Liam Cohen, who I think is doing an excellent job there in year one. What an acquisition by James Gladstone, the GM, the 34-year-old whiz kid GM who gets in Jacoby Myers at the trade deadline, completely changes a passing attack that desperately needed that injection. So credit to that brain trust there for sure. And yeah, this matchup between Lawrence and Bo Nix, who maybe played the best game I've seen him play as a professional quarterback, if we're being honest, like four touchdowns, four different receivers. The tape is outstanding. The numbers are even better. Like, he really came into his own against that Packers defense in the second half, and it was really cool to watch. And I'm a guy who's not a Bo-leaver, if you will. Like, I don't really, yeah. I don't really, I was never, from the first year at Auburn all the way through the draft process, I've never been, a huge guy. I think you could obviously win with him, but he really showed me that next step on Sunday. So now that's why this game is so interesting to me. Who's going to be the guy who keeps marching in that direction in this matchup? Is it going to be Trevor? Is it going to be Bo? That's why I'm going to be locked into that one for sure in the late afternoon window on Sunday.
Chris Bubaca, USA Today. Chris, again, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and your family. Enjoy week 16, and we'll catch up with you soon. If we don't talk to you before January 1st, Happy New Year as well.
All right, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, guys. Yep. Have a great one.
There's Chris Bubaca. We'll come back, reset the program for you. Got NFL Lunch coming up, 1 o'clock picks. We'll get to the stats in the 1 o'clock hour as well. If you want to join us, you can. 410-583-1057. Will the Ravens game against Pittsburgh even matter on week 18?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.